Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Steve Kummer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to third. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivers takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Rivers moves to second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bell steals second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Rangers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Grubb fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Grubb. Smalley moves to third. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Rangers. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a line drive into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Rangers. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landreau bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Putnam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartzell covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sundberg hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grubb who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 4-2, Rangers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sofield moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sofield moves to third. Castano moves to second. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it and throws to third for the out. Sofield scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 4-3, Rangers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the Twins 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Norman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivers bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Norman moves to second. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-4 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman scores. Wills moves to third. It's 5-3, Rangers. Pete Redfern now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-3, Rangers. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to third. Bell moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Oliver. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jim Kern now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jose Morales. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Jackson moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sofield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers. Sofield reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Weiniger scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Rangers. Glenn Adams pinch hits for John Castano. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.